Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Stand, not moved. Stand, not weak in the knees. I've had enough of that. I'll just sit down now. You ever been in churches where please stand for the reading of the Word of God? I think it's a wonderful respect shown to the Scripture by the people who practice that regularly. We have stood to worship the Lord as we sung every prayer that was represented in the hymns, and we're grateful for it. And we need in us the strength to stand. And we'll sing that song, "Here in the power of Christ I stand. Here I stand, I can do no other thing than stand on this." And we open our Bibles, and I would like you to open to Matthew chapter 2, which is the story of the Magi who come with the three gifts for the infant, or not infant, Jesus. Do you know that when the wise men come, that they come to a house? Did you know that when the wise men come, that they come to a child in a house? So if you look in Matthew, in the New Testament, the back quarter of the Bible, and if you grabbed a Bible on the end of the row, you would find Matthew on page 974, Matthew chapter 2, in a Bible at the end of the row, 974. And remember, I started off with talking to the kids, but talking to you also, about swimming and your face in the water and swimming under the water and then maybe snorkeling. And what about scuba divers? And what about in between scuba and snorkeling, right? There's a reason for that. It's coming. So you hold that sort of mild tension in the back of your head. But look at what it says in Matthew chapter 2, just starting at verse 1. So you may think, wow, this is part of the Christmas story, but it's actually, if my reading is correct, years after the Christmas story. They're in a house now. They come to visit a child, not an infant. And look what it says. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men, in Scripture, in Greek, magi, from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who's been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." We have come to worship him. You have something in common with the Magi, don't you? In this room, you have come to worship him. Good company you're keeping, these Magi. Now, you hear about Magi in Daniel chapter 2 and in Acts chapter 13. Magicians. Magicians. Acts chapter 13. You remember Simon the sorcerer? He's a Magi. But he is confused. He didn't know the Lord. But he knew something was up. He was following Philip. He had been baptized. And yet didn't understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Tried to buy that trick for money. He was a magi. That's strange to me. Same word. Magi. Daniel, you know, the wise men and all the counselors who counseled King Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel is referred to in chapter 5 of Daniel. And it says, "There's a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods." Because they don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They worship gods. "In the days of your father," speaking to this guy Belteshazzar, right? "In the days of your father," you know, Nebuchadnezzar, "light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magi," magicians, "enchanters, Chaldeans, and astrologers." So in Babylon, Daniel is keeping company with all those spiritually kooky advisors. But Daniel, attached and connected by his constant prayer and his faithful worship of God, was known and was made chief of the Magi. And now here are these Magi, and they've come in the story with Jesus. Did you know that there was a connection to these Old Testament characters, to this guy who we'll meet later, who's kind of known for his significant knowledge and feats. He's a magician. So these people come up. They are not kings, as the song says, "We three kings from Orient are." They're not kings. There's not three of them. It just says magi come. And the Bible tells you wise men, because in referring to Daniel, it refers to him as the chief of the wise men, right? It's three gifts that we'll see. That's why there's always three at your nativity. And it's always at the nativity because it's the Christmas story, right? Chapter 1 and chapter 2 in Matthew is Christmas. Put them in the manger. But it's a little bit not correct. Okay? And so here we are. "We have come to worship him," say these people in verse 2.